Today on Raising Financial Freedom, new year, new things. So I just want to wish everyone out there a happy new year. And this is the first episode of the year. So I definitely want to start it right. Today on episode 13, we have a very young entrepreneur. And when I mean young, I mean very, very young. She started her company at the age of 7. She is now 14 and she is doing things that most adults would like to do right now. So now you're wondering, who can he be talking about? Well, talking about Gabby Goodwin, founder and CEO of Gabby Bows. I got to hear her thoughts on how she's running the company and how she's grown these past years operating the company. I was ecstatic to have her on the show because she is showing you the next steps after financial literacy. And that's what it's all about here on Raising Financial Freedom. So let's get right into it. But also stay tuned for later on for the question of the month. So let's go.
Dad, hurry up and turn on the music.
Have you ever wondered why some people seem to have it all financially? Do well-off parents simply hand their children money? Or is there more to this wealth thing? Welcome to Raising Financial Freedom, the podcast. We are here to talk about everything you never knew to teach your children when it comes to starting their financial future. The principles behind wealth and methods that are out there to teach your child about personal financial freedom. There is no real trick to earning other than learning. We are here to discuss, teach, and grow with you. Raising Financial Freedom, the podcast, with your host and concerned parent, Eric Yard. Let us get right into today's show.
Today, I would like to welcome Gabby Goodwin. Gabby, let's get right into it. What is the best thing that has happened to you on this journey?
For me, the best thing that has happened is me growing in my confidence. I mean, a lot of people may not know this or may not believe it, but I was very shy growing up. And I didn't really have the confidence that I had now, didn't want to talk to people that I didn't really know. And as I was able to speak more, as I was able to sell more at vendor shows and showcase my business more, I was able to grow in that confidence in speaking. And now I'm able to speak to hundreds of people, adults that aren't even my age. And I'm super grateful to have this platform to grow in my confidence and also help other girls grow in their confidence as well.
So what speaking events have you done already?
I have done, many different things, whether it was, graduations or keynote speaking for conferences. There's been many different things. One of the biggest things that was supposed to happen was South by Southwest. I was going to be speaking at South by Southwest, but unfortunately that got canceled. But I speak at many different things, mainly to speak to kids, but I can also speak to adults as well.
Gabby, when you first started speaking, was it scary for you?
It was very scary. I was even scared to talk in front of a camera. That's what happened during our first commercial. I cried before the shoot. Yeah, I had to take over most of my lines. So I was supposed to say the entire commercial, but I only said about one or two lines in the entire commercial because I was so nervous. And in vendor shows, I would say that the best friend of the floor was my best friend because I was always looking at it. I was always talking towards it, was never looking people in the eye. I mean, if I knew you, then I would be more confident. But since I was very shy around people that I didn't know, it was kind of hard for me at first because that's all you do in business. You have to gain relationships and gain customers through talking to them and through, I guess, expressing or solving their problems. So it was very hard at first and it was very scary for me.
Yes, that can be a scary moment. How did your mother or your parents get you through that type of situation?
Yes, so she was always just there. She would mainly at the beginning, definitely, she would be there talking more and she would be coaching me to say, but you talk to that person or speak up or look people in the eye. So they, not just my mom, but my dad as well, they were coaching me and still are. But they really had to push me out of my comfort zone to grow in my confidence and grow into speaking.
Wow. Wow. I never even thought of it that way. That's interesting. So what aspects of money and business did your parents teach you?
I started at a young age. I mean, when I would get orders at vendor shows, I would be able to get the money and say, thank you. Or I would swipe the card on the square. So I kind of find that exciting because it was, I know, the reward after speaking and talking to people. And I even started at an early age helping with sales taxes and figuring out how to put it in, figuring out how to do it for the state and also for different states as well. So I don't really do all the financial things, but I did learn at a young age how to, you know, add up different things and how to, I guess, end off the sale. I do that as well. And I did help with sales taxes at first. So they put me in, I guess, not, they didn't teach me exactly all of the things, but they definitely helped me when it came to like the beginning stages of how to financially run your business.
Well, that's good. That's good. So what aspects of business and money do you like or do you have fun with?
I mean, I do a lot of different things. I mean, I'm speaking in front of sales or speaking during vendor shows, which is not really prominent right now because of the pandemic. But right now, I am definitely doing orders. That is something that I like to do as well and help out with when I can. I mean, speaking, whether it's, you know, podcast interviews like this or anything over Zoom, definitely during this time is definitely exciting for me. I mean, that's all we really have to do right now is market our business and then you're selling as well. And so those are the places that I'm really most prominent in is really on social media, speaking, and then also helping with orders and writing notes as well. Inventory, I do enjoy doing that or counting those different things. I like to do math, so adding up those numbers and trying to figure out how much we need to grow or just figuring out, I guess, the math of everything I really like as well. And so there's many different things I like to do, but some of them aren't as prominent because of the pandemic, but some of them have grown because of the pandemic as well.
Let's go back to the beginning. How did it feel when you first put out your product out into the public?
I mean, it felt great. I mean, for me, I started this business, my main focus or my main goal was to inspire people. And I've always wanted to do that. I've always lived by that, or I've always done what I did doing what I'm doing because I want to inspire people. That's how I was pushing to start this business, or not even start it, but just come up with an idea or come up with a barrette that didn't fall out and that was going to stay in the hair. And it was super exciting to see my commercial out, to see the website out. And in just a few hours, we already got our first order. So I was super excited. And I mean, I didn't really know what was to come, but I was excited that we started this business, that we put our product out to the world. And then that all was the beginning.
Yeah, but your product has been out there for a while now. Describe your product and what it does exactly.
Yes, our Gabby Bow, the double face, double snap barrette, is a barrette that has two faces. So you can see the design both ways. And then it also has teeth and craters to sandwich and trap the hair in place. So it's a barrette that has two faces. So you will never see the strip or they don't fall out as well. We also have a few other different products. We have our plant-based Girls Natural Hair Care product line, which features a shampoo, a conditioner, a leave-in, detangling milk, a scalp pomade, a moisturizing style cream, and also a revitalizing spray, which they're all plant-based, all natural, no cruel.
I like.
and that are targeted for hair or targeted for natural hair, girls, young girls with natural hair, so they can feel confident. That's why our business is called Confidence. We want girls to feel more confident in their natural hair. We have the box, Gabby Box, which comes in pink and purple, which can store all of your hair products, rubber bands, combs, anything you need for wash day or styling. You can just put all of your supplies in there. And then the book, Gabby and Benson Perfect Hair Bow, is written about my journey, which showcases all of the process, whether it was beginning the business and having the idea to actually launching it and being where I am now.
Wow. Wow. So you're talking about inspiration, right? And I know you are an inspiration to other girls, but what kind of inspiration have you been to your classmates?
My classmates, I mean, for me, my friends are really, I know they're inspired. They talk about it a lot. Well, not a lot, but for me, I am, well, if I'm at school, I'm mostly focusing on school and not really business. So if you see me, if you don't know who I am, I probably won't talk about my business like that. Just one, I don't want to seem like I'm bragging, but then also it's just trying to focus on different things. But I mean, a lot of my classmates do know that I have a business. A lot of my friends do know that I have a business. I mean, I've even brought my friends into the process. We have girls who are marketing for us. They have pictures or have taken pictures with our products. I've even brought some of my friends to vendor shows to sell with me as well. And they get to learn about entrepreneurship. And I mean, my friends, they joke about it, but in a nice way. But they're super supportive. And one of my friends even says that they started the business with me because I started in first grade, and we've been friends since first grade. So he's like, I was pulling your barrettes out, so I need money, and I need 20% of the business. But they're super supportive. But you may not even catch me talking about it a lot, but I definitely want to inspire anybody, not just the followers that I have, but also the people around me who are at school or who are anything that I do.
Well, there's a time and place for everything, and I guess that is the best thing that will work for you.
Right.
Okay, so tell me how starting and running a business has, what it has done for you and your mother's relationship. And your dad, yes.
I mean, me and my mom, and it's my dad as well, the whole family. Yeah. It's become a family business, really. It has, I mean, my mom had and still does have a full-time job working for all the hospitals in the state. My dad is a traveling comedian. So he was traveling a lot, or he's starting to pick it up during the pandemic. And things are calming down. But I mean, they were traveling a lot and they were doing many different things. And I would just go to school, come back, you know, do any work that I had or do what, you know, normal first graders, kindergartners do. But since we started this business, we've been able to grow together as a family, whether it is, you know, traveling together, going to different places together, or my dad helping me since he's a comedian. He's helping me with my public speaking, telling me to work on this or work on that, or you did good on that. So it's really a family affair. I mean, my grandma even does all of our orders. So if you get an order, package is packaged with love from my grandma. Wow. So it's really family business. We have friends and family, as I said before, who come in and help us with any big things that we have, whether we have new inventory or we have to pack new products for an opportunity such as a store or anything like that. We really just bring everybody together and we show that we can have a village around us. I mean, that's what you have to do when you have a business. You have to have people around you who help you and support you because you can't do this all on your own. Like it's really a village thing. So, I mean, our bond has definitely grown. I've learned from them. They've learned from me. And it's just really all a family affair.
That's good. That's good. So what is the one thing people don't realize about running a business?
I mean, that you have to do the work before you actually get it. I mean, you see many different businesses who are million-dollar businesses, six-figure businesses, eight-figure businesses. I mean, I'm a six-figure business, and a lot of people are like, oh, my goodness, like, you make all this money. But I spent, before I hit six figures, that was maybe 3, 4, 5 years into the business. And we're on year almost 7 in 2 months. And, I mean, we weren't even making profit until maybe the third or fourth year. Mm-hmm. So we were spending money. We were making money, but we were spending it as well on other things that we needed to get done. And, I mean, you don't just have a business and get money and get to run off and buy all you want to. It's not really how a business works. I mean, after maybe a few years, you can see that growth and you can be able to be, oh, I have my own money. I can go spend on what I want. But you see many different business moguls who, you know, started 20 years ago, who are now billion-dollar businesses, now have billion-dollar businesses because they put in the work. So you have to put in the work, sleepless nights, early mornings, and it's just a lot that goes into business, but you really have to be prepared and be resilient to be a business owner, especially as a kid.
That is true. That is true. So what is your biggest frustration that you have encountered so far with running a business?
My biggest frustration has been, I guess, not being taken seriously. I mean, especially when I was younger and, you know, I was a little 7-year-old walking into a business meeting or 8-year-old pitching to angel investors. But I mean, you see the little girl and you're like, oh my gosh, she's so cute. I guess the mom brought her daughter to work or brought her daughter to this pitch competition. Mm-hmm. But then you walk up there and you say all the things that go on in your business. They're like, oh, so you're the business owner. And that's one thing to be young, but then there's also another thing to be a minority as well in the U.S. I mean, for us, we've mm-hmm. had such a hard time getting funding because we're Black owned or Black female owned. So there's two different minorities that find funding hard to get because you can't really walk into a room and people are like throwing money at you. You have to prove yourself. So that is definitely a big frustration. That's not just for me, but there's many other female owned or Black owned businesses who have that same problem.
Right, right. So you said you was pitching to angel investors. How did they receive that?
We did not get the investments that we wanted. And I mean, for me, I mean, you walk into a conference room full of maybe hundreds of men. And for me, as a beauty brand or as a hair care brand, that's not really our target market. So they don't really understand how our barrettes are better than others or how our hair products will not damage the hair. And I mean, that was hard for me because I was so excited about my business, thought my business was great, thought everybody was going to invest in it. And you walk around and you get no investment. And that grew the resilience in me. It's why I'm so strong in the first place. It's just growing in a business. I mean, it's definitely a lot to take in. So being able to face that hardship at a young age, I mean, it's definitely it really boosts you up. So like I may be stronger than many other peers that I have. And if they are dealing with something, I'm able to help them, even though I've never dealt with what they're dealing with, I'm able to help them because I'm so strong and because I have that resilience. So, I mean, it was hard at first. And as we're growing, we were able to get more opportunities. But especially in the beginning, that was really hard to get those angel investors on our side.
I could imagine that. I could really imagine their faces, you know, when they're looking at you and you looking at them and they're like, oh, wow.
Right.
What do you love the most about doing this business?
I love to meet different people and especially during the pandemic travel. I mean, for me, I was going in the beginning of the year. I was in Texas. I was in Minnesota. I mean, I've been to many different places that I probably would never go to if it was not for my business. And I'm super grateful to, I mean, be around the country and to see different things. as well, and just to inspire people. I mean, that's all I've wanted to do since I was little, is to inspire people. I didn't know how to or what I was going to do that, but I knew that if I just put my mind to anything and if I could dream, I could be able to be where I want to be. So just to be able to travel, meet new people, gain new relationships is super, super fun and exciting.
So basically now this is your foundation, right?
Yeah.
And I hope you understand that your foundation is where some people aspire to be. So now this being your foundation, how do you plan to build on this?
I mean, I plan to be out there more. I mean, right now we're in Target stores. We're in 74 Target stores. So maybe even expanding in those and on Target.com as well, getting more colors and even our other products in the stores as well, or getting them into other retail stores. But just growing in online sales right now, that's actually about 95% of our revenue, because there's not really many different speaking engagements or interviews right now going on, especially in person. So that is a big piece of our revenue. So we're definitely looking to build that more. I mean, we've had some of our strongest months in 7 years just in the pandemic. So to expand that more and to grow in our following and to just be able to inspire and be able to help many other moms or aunts or whoever does their daughter's hair to feel more confident in doing it and feel more comfortable doing it as well, learning how to care for the hair. I mean, we have a Facebook group which we are constantly teaching them how to, what not to do and what to do. And there's just many different things that we can do to help, which is, you know, giving back to our community. So right now it is mainly to grow in our online sales. I mean, also in the future, getting into more stores, getting or expanding in the stores we are already in as well, and just being able to inspire.
That sounds great. So now you've been in business for a while. What is the craziest thing you've seen in your line of business?
The craziest thing? Let's see. I think maybe the craziest thing that I've seen, I mean, that dreams really do come true. In the beginning, I dreamed of, you know, being in so many stores, making lots of money, you know, and as the business went on, I didn't really see that. I mean, I saw growth, but I didn't see the growth that we are seeing now. And I mean, right now there's many different things going on. And, you know, I never thought that I would be able to have opportunities that I have now. So that is really a crazy thing, to see little Gabby at 7 years old just selling her bows with one design and three colors to now having 15 colors and three designs and many other different products on our website, and being able to help girls start their own businesses, helping moms and aunts and even dads or grandmas or whoever is doing their daughter's hair to feel more confident and comfortable in doing their hair. I mean, it's super crazy to think that I'm where I am now, and I'm super grateful for all of the opportunities that I've had.
So how much has your parents played into your philosophy when it comes to business?
And for me, they really taught me a lot. I mean, almost everything that I know, because, I mean, we're first and second generation entrepreneurs, so we didn't really have any family members that were already entrepreneurs or already million-dollar company owners. So we had to really start by ourselves, basically. And as we were able to learn more together, they're able to help me and influence me, whether that is through school or whether that is through business. And just to have them is definitely a great thing. And they're able to help me, whether it is something with school, whether it's a project or anything like that, just to go to them for anything that I need. So they are super, super big when it comes to the influence of this business, the influence of what I do. And they've definitely taught me all that I know, especially since I'm from the South. And I mean, we're super sweet. We're always saying ma'am or sir or anything like that. So just to have this sweet upbringing is definitely why I am who I am today.
What are some of the hidden pitfalls that parents need to look out when they are taking a child on this same journey?
And what I would say is to know if your child is really, really invested or really want to start this business. I mean, if they like to draw, I mean, you can put them in a maybe $40 vendor show, but you can't spend thousands of dollars on a patent that your daughter or son doesn't really want. So know what they want or know if they're really invested and just look at them. If you're working on whatever you're working on, if they seem really passionate, if they seem really into what you're talking about, then they may be really, really invested in what they and what y'all are doing, and they want to keep going. So just really take a closer look at what your child really wants and just guide them in that direction.
That sounds good. So what is the best piece of advice as anyone has ever given you?
The best piece of advice is, let's see, it's a lot of advice that has been given. But I mean, just to be yourself. I mean, or keep being who I am. Like, if I was not in this business, I mean, or if I sold my business the next day, like, we even got a comment on our social media a few days ago who said, please do not sell your business. We need more people like you shown in this community and in this world. And that meant a lot because, I mean, I would never want to sell my business. I mean, this is my baby. This is something that I've had for years. So, I mean, this business has definitely helped me grow as a person. And I mean, I just, you know, want to keep bringing that or putting that forward to other kids so they have an example to look up to. So it's super, super important to is know who you are, and also just keep being who you are as well. Because if you are somebody else for the camera and then another person off camera or off social media, then that just really defeats the purpose of an authentic, you know, business or an authentic influencer or whoever you are, or whatever you do. So just be yourself and be a beacon or a place of inspiration for other people that are just like you.
That is a solid piece of advice, Gabby. So as we wrap this up, let the listeners know where they can find your product, how they can reach you to get in touch, and any future projects that you have going on right now.
So all of our social media is Gabby Bowes. That is GABBYBOWS. Our website is GabbyBowes.com, GABBYBOWS.com. We don't really have any future things that we're really focusing on, but there are many different things that we can do to help in hair care or in anything else. So we're definitely looking to build more, but we just released 3 new hair products as well. So that was our, I guess, newest project or newest product that we had as well.
I would like to thank Gabby once again for coming on Raising Financial Freedom.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, one thing that I took out of that whole interview was the confidence that Gabby was exuding in that interview. She has been through some trials and tribulations with her public speaking, but look at her now, hear her speak, and she's 14. Now, this is an aspect that you definitely need to teach your children about, how to be confident. Once they've learned to be financially literate, they need to go out there in the real world and apply these skills with confidence. So now they can go above and beyond with no problem. Now, for the question of the month, you can go to my website and go to the contact page and scroll down to the bottom and see what the question of the month is. But I'm going to tell you here anyway. Now, before you start your answer, you can, if you're an entrepreneur, CEO, have a YouTube channel, Facebook, you can say that at the beginning of your answer and also where we can find you at. And then you could go into giving a detailed answer. Note, you only have 90 seconds. So make it count. When you go to my website, you'll see an example answer that will help you if you are any confused in any way. Now I'll need the answers by the 21st of this month. That also will be able to be seen on the website. So the question is, what age do you plan to teach your child about money and why? Now, once again, this will be at the bottom of the contact page of RaisingFinancialFreedom.com. On the last episode of the month, we'll hear some of the answers that were provided. So stay tuned to next week, where I am going to have another guest, which is an entrepreneur that's going to show you and your child how to get involved in a business that you pass by every day and might even use every day. So as always, I want you to subscribe and share with other parents.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode of Raising Financial Freedom, the podcast. Stay connected with us directly through RaisingFinancialFreedom.com. You can also join the discussion on social media, which you can also find links on our website. If you would like to speak with us, please send us an email through info@RaisingFinancialFreedom.com. And as always, thank you for pushing your mindset towards a better reality. This concludes the most thought-provoking portion of your day. Don't forget to please like and subscribe to stay fully up to date. Until next time, be kind to yourself and each other.